That's Atlas, a cicada tortoise, also known as an African spurred tortoise. She mostly lives in Charity Hummel's living room in a large cardboard pen on the floor.
Are we going to talk about you, Atlas?
At 3 years old and just 12 pounds, she is still very young. Adults can live up to 150 years old and weigh that much, too.
She's a herbivore, so herbivore, I should say. Oh, she's going to be shy. That's very typical.
Atlas takes a bite of some greens on the floor of her pen. She is just one of 11 tortoises and turtles Hummel has as pets. They each have their own enclosure on nearby shelving units with several plants around them. Hummel has kept reptiles for about 2 decades. It all started when her kids brought home 2 smaller species from a birthday party. She says they all have their own little personalities.
I feel like they're kind of, they have that little dog vibe, a little puppy vibe. When I let them run around, I do let them run around in the living room. They each have their own kind of time where they're running around and exploring and stretching their legs if they're not outside. And they'll follow me around. They'll go get into things.
She says she hasn't had one pass away yet.
Most of them I've rescued or somebody's, given to me. And so like this little one over here, she is a three-toed box turtle.
She's referring to Jules. She's an omnivore and eats slugs and worms in the summertime.
I don't keep bugs in my house because my husband won't let me. But bugs are a big part of their diet as well in the wild.
Jules is close to 40 years old now. Typically, box turtles in captivity can live between 50 and 75 years.
She's kind of cool because she is called a box turtle, where she can hinge. She has a hinge right there, and she hinges closed to protect herself. The rest of my tortoises do not do that. They don't hinge themselves closed. So, are you going to be shy? What's going on, Jules?
Hummel didn't plan to be Ringel's turtle lady. She just saw a need when people got into situations where they couldn't take care of them anymore. She says sometimes they need to move or their kids lose interest.
My home is like always open to, you know, more tortoises. So I've had more over the years and then I've rehomed some as well.
Hummel's home is very tidy. The living room is virtually spotless. Hummel says that's important so her pets can be healthy and not get respiratory infections.
We don't really have a veterinarian in Southeast, maybe in some of the other towns that specialize in reptiles. So I have to do a lot of studying myself just to make sure that they're, you know, doing okay.
One of Hummel's reptiles lives at her work at Alaska Marine Lines in a tank with water. His name is Fred, who is a red-eared slider turtle. Zuzu, the other red-eared slider, is currently in a huge tank in her basement. Turtles mostly live in water, while tortoises are land-dwelling. Box turtles, like Jules, spend close to half their time on land and half their time in water. Sometimes, Hummel takes her tortoises into her yard where they each have a designated area. They can munch on grasses, dandelions, and chickweed.
They're very territorial, so they do have to be kept separate. However, I have about 9 different types of little pens, and so I'll set them out, the pens, into the yard. And so they'll all be out there, but in their separate pens, so they can't fight with each other, but they all get outside time.
Several hungry tortoises need a lot of greens. In the wild, they're known to graze all day. Atlas eats as much as the size of her shell each day, so a whole head of romaine lettuce and a good pile of grass clippings. Hummel has had some luck asking other community members if she could bring Atlas to their yards to do a little tortoise mowing. Hummel says that she loves taking care of the tortoises and turtles because she knows that they have a good, safe life. They're also relatively quiet pets, which helps her chill when she gets home. And who couldn't use a bit more chill? In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.